Welcome to Reinventing Rural. I am your host, Laura Dean. Reinventing Rural is a podcast that invites guests to discuss projects led by Impact Cori that are making life in rural Erie County better. Better for our kids, ourselves, and our communities. Today's show is the fifth in a series about trails and parks projects centered in Cori. Impact Cori and its partners are building and improving the green spaces that will make Cori a rural community of choice. The Reinventing Rural podcast is a collaboration between Impact Cori and Money Radio WPSE. Our guest for today's podcast episode is Kim Harris, who is the Outdoor Recreation Program Manager for the Oil Region Alliance and serves on the board of the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail Alliance. She's been involved in many community planning and engagement efforts around trail development and has been instrumental in constructing several segments of the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail. Kim, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So because all our podcast guests have become involved with parks and trails in different ways and for different reasons, we like to start our interviews by asking how you became involved in trails.
So it goes back quite a ways. Back in 2005, I accepted a job with the Oil Region Alliance as project manager. And one of my first projects was trail building. Well, I knew nothing about trail building. So I got in touch with our local trail builder, Jim Holden, and I asked him to help me through that first project. And he did. And ever since, I've been involved at some level.
Awesome. So a good portion of your work has focused on the development of the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail. Could you tell us a little more about the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail Alliance, such as what the organization's focus is and who's involved?
Sure. So just so the listeners know, about 70% of my time here at the Oil Region Alliance is focusing on the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail. We see that as a good avenue to bring in recreation tourists to our region. So the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail is working to create a system of non-motorized trails that link the namesake cities of Erie and Pittsburgh. The continuous trail will provide the experience of taking trail users down through small towns, rural landscapes, past some historic sites and cultural areas. To reach this vision, the Alliance advocates and shares knowledge and resources to develop the local trails and those that are looking for advice on maintenance issues, because that becomes a big thing. The Alliance also promotes the trail for its regional significance and to build support. We let people know that there are sections completed that can provide a day or two riding adventure for them already. And the Alliance consists of some trail organizations, nonprofits, local municipalities, advocates, just supporters that are all affiliated with the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail. And currently we have, I think, about 15 board of directors.
Excellent. So, I mean, we love that Cori is part of the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail and the work to expand the Cori Junction Greenway Trail, which is our local segment of the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail, is ongoing. It's quite a process, but it's getting there. Other Western Pennsylvania towns like Oil City, Franklin, Emlinton have completed trail projects. So based on what you've witnessed and the data you've collected in these communities, how are they being impacted by the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail? And what possible benefits might Cori expect to experience after the Greenway Trail is built?
This is a really good question. Recently, I spoke to a local realtor about the impact the trails were having on our housing market here in the oil region. He explained that it's difficult to really come up with that solid data because no one's really tracking that here locally. However, the cost of homes in the regions have increased over the last several years, and they continue to increase slightly here more recently. Many of the new homeowners that have moved here have indicated to the realtor that they're moving here due to the outdoor recreation in the region and that the region has walkability and cycling within its communities, and that helps to reduce their cost of living. It increases their exercise and it makes it just more easier to meet the people of the community because the trails themselves become community. Having completed a recent survey in the communities about what that economic impact would be, but we do, I mean, you could just look around and it's not hard to see a car or cars with bicycles on them in any of the communities you visit. Our last survey, it's been quite a while. We need to do another one. It was done in 2013 by the Rails to Trails Conservancy. It's a national organization. The survey showed that there were 158,000 users that year. And
that's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. And those trail users, they were responsible for bringing in $7 million to the region, directly into the region. So has that grown? I would put my job probably on that. Yes, it has grown just from what I witness as I drive through the communities.
Individuals truly crave that now, especially after COVID and being aware of, wanting COVID, to take care of yourself and be outdoors.
Right. COVID was a huge influx for outdoor recreation. Yeah. That's backed off a little bit, but it has leveled off and we are still seeing the increase of use. I think a lot of people rediscovered the outside. Mm-hmm. And I know even some of our locals were saying they didn't know the trail was there, or they didn't realize there was a tunnel there that they could go through. I have visited the city of Corion a number of times. It's just such a quaint little place to come. It's so well situated to become a trail town, with a trail running through the town. As the communities become connected to the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail, you see that impact. It doesn't happen overnight, but they will come. And the trail users and cyclists, their hikers, due to the location of Corey on the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail, trail users will be seeking lodging. If they lodge overnight, they like to go out and hear some music or go to a play, or some of them like art. And they also will purchase some hard goods. Some of it's souvenirs. Maybe they need tubes for their tires or some other accessory for the biking or hiking that they're doing. And ice cream is always a go-to.
Oh, yeah.
For many trail users. That, and many of them like breweries. They like to just relax after they've had a long day of riding. But if you look at where Corey's situated on that whole Erie to Pittsburgh Trail network, it's quite a ways from another community. So I could see where Corey would be a stop on
this. For sure. And like we said, outdoor recreation, it is such an important industry. I mean, for Pennsylvania, but for every state. But how do the Commonwealth and statewide and national organizations support work on the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail?
Okay. So Pennsylvania recognizes the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail as a major greenway. And what that means are they're focusing on helping us to close the gaps on the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail. The Erie to Pittsburgh Trail, of course, is made up of local trails. So those organizations on our corridor, as they're looking for money, if they mention that they're on the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail system, they're more likely to receive the funding than not. So we always tell our local trail groups, be sure to mention the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail. We're not going to guarantee you're going to get the money, but it does help out some. And nationally, the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail is part of the Industrial Heartland Coalition. That's an emerging 1,700-mile network of trails. The network includes 19 counties and 3 states. The administration of that network is what really can help the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail. It's administered by the Rails to Trails Conservancy. Again, that's a national organization. The National Park Service in their Rails to Trails section, and the Pennsylvania Environmental Council, which is state. Those organizations carry a lot of weight. So being part of that bigger 1,700-mile network, again, helps to leverage some monies and support for the local trails.
For sure.
And then the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail Alliance is actually used as an example on the Industrial Heartland Coalition for the leadership and development of a solid, well-organized organization for trails. A lot of the trail organizations are in their infancy, and the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail has been around since about 2008, I guess, is when they formally became organized.
So as we've mentioned already, the Cory Junction Greenway Trail is part of the larger Erie to Pittsburgh Trail, which will eventually connect Dobbins Landing in Erie to Point State Park in Pittsburgh and tie all the communities in between together by bikeable, walkable trails. So could you tell us how much of the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail has been finished and how many more years will be needed to fill all the gaps and complete the trail, would you think?
So a number of years ago, we set a goal that we wanted to have 90% of the trails completed by 2029. That would be Jim Holden, the visionary of the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail. It would be his 90th birthday. Jim passed in 2013, but his enthusiasm and determination continues with many of the board members. So today we're looking at about 70% of the trail system being completed, and that leaves us about 5 years to get another 20% done. So in regards to what's happening on the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail, it would take forever to let you know everything. So I'll highlight a few things. Just south of Cory is the East Branch Trail, which many people in Cory are aware of. It's done.
That's my hometown.
Okay. They will be putting out a bid within the next week or two for the rehabilitation of a rail bridge, specifically the Sportsman Road Bridge. Mm-hmm. That'll carry the trail over the East Branch of Oil Creek. I think it's over Sportsman's Road also. And then they anticipate having another half mile of the trail, of the East Branch Trail, completed by the end of this year. And funding is underway, being sought to complete another mile trail in 2025. So they're really getting a jump on some of the trails up there now. Closer to me in Oil Creek State Park here in Venango County, they will construct 1 mile of trail in 2025. This will help close a 3 mile trail gap. And they're also currently engineering a bridge that will take the trail across Oil Creek. Further south, we're looking at Clarion County, and there's the Allegheny Trails in Clarion County organization. They're looking to construct a mile of trail this year. Armstrong Trails in Armstrong County, they're doing a bang-up job down there and really pushing
it. They just recently did a work on a tunnel, is that correct?
They're still working on the tunnel. I believe they're in their final rehabilitation stage on that. They just finished rehabilitating a bridge that will take the trails further south down to, actually it kind of meets at Westmoreland County, Armstrong County, and Allegheny County. It's kind of like a little tip there. And they constructed 10 miles of trail all within last year. And then—
Wow, that's significant.
It is, they're doing such a good job. And then in Allegheny County, they have many little municipalities that they're working through, which takes a huge amount of time because each community has their own desires for the trail, which is wonderful. It becomes a community asset. So, but they do have over 30 miles of trail in some phase of development, whether that be acquisition, design, or construction. So we hope to see some leaps of bounds down there in the next 2 to 3 years.
That's wonderful. Now, my husband and I have biked many portions of this, of the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail, from here in Cory, Spartansburg. We've biked down from Franklin to Emlinton. So All of the progress that's being made, this is so exciting. We would love to be able to hop on our local trail here and just be like, all right, let's bike, and be able to go here from Cory down all the way to Emlinton if we so desired. So that's really exciting to hear how much progress has been made.
It is. And the other thing the trails do that, you know, we always think of the long distance trail because it's the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail. But a lot of the local trails are used for commuting. Even in our rural communities, I sit here in Oil City, and just north of us is a small little borough, Rouseville, about 4 miles away, and people are using the trail to get into town, which amazes me. I never thought that would be the reason for the trail.
Right. But I mean, that's a big deal, you know.
It is. It is.
So are you able to share with us any information about any of the in-process trail projects?
Yeah. In regards to, I did mention a few there that are happening right now. Erie County is actually, they had a feasibility study done, and they're now looking to expand on that feasibility study and try to get some of those projects in progress. I know they are planning a trailhead in Union City, and the possible connection they're looking at from Corey over to Union City itself proper, which would be a nice little jaunt for someone wanting to stay local into that. And then I will tell you, Franklin, down here in Venango County, they're a trail town, and they're not on the trail. The trail does not go through their community, but they have connected to the trail, and they're making continually improvements on that trail to invite people into town. You go into Franklin, and there's no doubt in your mind, it's a trail town, and I'm just so proud of them because they connected to the trail, not that we put the trail through them. So you can see a lot of different small things happening just there on that little connection into town, which is about 2 miles. Mm-hmm.
So are there any opportunities for people to get involved with the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail Alliance?
Yeah. We are always seeking folks to join specific committees, like the Finance Committee. We have a Communications and Development Committee that kind of works on developing marketing pieces, communicating out what our story is, the website and social media. There's a lot that happens through that committee. And I'm sure there's a lot of skill sets that could help us that aren't specific as designed into a committee. And most of our, just so the listeners know, many of the opportunities are accomplished virtually. We're stretching about 270 miles, and that's a lot of mileage to go to meetings. So we do a lot virtually, and also your local trail groups, because they are part of the Erie to Pittsburgh trail system. Without them, we don't have a system. So I always say, you know, check with your local groups also, see what they might need, what tasks you could help with. They're not always physical tasks. A lot of them are computer, doing some things on the computers or advocating for them. So yeah, there's a lot of ways you can help out. And I always say, you know, just send us an email at info@eriepittsburghtrail, there's no two in that, .org. And we'll get you connected with someone that you could talk to about your skill sets and how you might be able to help them.
Awesome. Well, we really appreciated you being our guest today, Kim. Before we close, is there anything else you want listeners to know about the Regional Trail Network or any of your current projects?
Yeah, we're going to be having an annual supporter event here in August. It'll be down here in Oil City, August 9th. We will be awarding the Jim Holden Leadership Award. It's presented to someone who has went above and beyond supporting the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail. It doesn't have to be within a year, just total accumulation of time. This is a Friday night. Tickets will be available soon. We'll be opening the sales for those. And I just, you know, if you could check the website, that would be great. That's eriepittsburghtrail.org. And I hope some of the listeners can come down, because we're very excited about this year's awardee.
As you should be. But we greatly appreciate the efforts of the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail Alliance, and thank you for your role in bringing the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail to fruition. For any of those who have not yet had the chance to visit the portions of the Erie to Pittsburgh Trail that have been finished, highly encourage you to plan a weekend and hike and bike, because it's truly a pleasure.
Thank you. Yeah, definitely. We do have some maps available on that. Again, just go to our website and you'll find directions on how you can get those.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you, Laura.
Join us next month for another podcast showcasing the projects that are helping to build out our trails, parks, and outdoor recreation amenities. To become a Trails and Green Spaces champion, join Impact Corey's mailing list. Or to contribute financially to Impact Corey, please visit impactcorey.org. That's impactcorey.org. The Reinventing Rural Podcast is a collaboration between Money Radio WPSE and Impact Corey.